If your hands go up half mast, then you'll be permitted to sit down. Back up. Father, with all our heart, what can we say? We want to thank you for being there. There's a lot of people going through a lot of things. But to find out what we have with you is the answer for everything. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I worship you and glorify you. And I'm so glad that you provided everything for us on the cross. But even more than that, the path to the cross and everything you did for us is as sovereign, attainable as the cross that provided it. Why would you provide all that for us than have a haphazard path that throws you off all the time trying to get there? No, sir. No, sir. We know how to put one foot in front of the other. Until we get there, we don't care how much the devil lies about it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't know how long he's existed. And we know that in the beginning he was perfect in his ways. So he's highly trained in both lying and telling truth and masquerading as God and masquerading as who he is. He's really been trained. And if you really do a close-in study of our great men of the past and track down everything that happened and everything they did, you'd be shocked. You'd be shocked. But we're not going to do that right now. But then again, I will not be ignorant of his devices no more. Hallelujah, Jesus. No more. One time, somebody asked me to take somebody to prayer. They needed to be saved. I'm praying for them to be saved. Those days, he taught me how to turn somebody over to God and then take my hands off. I mean, far as believing, no matter what I saw or what I heard, I would not be moved in believing that who I turned over to him, either I'll see him when I get there or I'll see him saved here. The only thing I won't take is them not being there. And I drop them off with him with the finality in me, just a hard finality. And he blessed me with one of those aerial visions that I get from time to time that help teach me. And I seem to have an aerial view of everybody on the planet. Here they were all just moving and doing stuff. And then a name was called out and handed to God for salvation. And when it did, everybody stopped for a minute. The whole crowd just stopped. Then just a couple of people started moving into another direction. And I said, "What's that?" And he said, "When you prayed, I put them on a collision course with the person you want to be saved." I said, "Just like that?" "Yes, just like that." I mean, he set some people on course with them to find them, track them down, stay on them. If they fall off, he'll send somebody else. They fall off, he'll send somebody else. He's the one that wanted them saved. He's the one that said, pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers. He's the one that wanted her. When Philip was stoned, what was the last thing? Don't hold this to their charge. Apostle Paul now, who was holding the coats of the men that stoned him. But you know that was all God needed? He said, hold this not to their charge. That's all God needed. Boy, did he go after Paul on the road to Damascus. Knocked him down and Paul says, who is this? What gave God a right? I mean, if God just goes around and says, I like this one and knocks him down and saves him, and I like that one. When I like that, that means through history, he's the one deciding who goes to hell and who don't. He wouldn't have died for all of them. Some people say, he knew me from the womb. He called me from the womb. Well, if you think that that's the reason you're staying saved and things, then he overrode everything else and guaranteed your salvation just by forcing it on you and forcing whatever. That means he's deciding for the whole creation who's going to hell and who isn't. So yes, you can be called, but everything still yet is your choice. It's your choice. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, yes, sir. So I know when he first started teaching me how to do this, and so many things were happening, we had to start an early service just so I could teach through the word. Because we'd get to this and him trying to get everything done in a respectable time. We couldn't. So I was teaching sometimes 2 and 3 times a day, depending on what meeting it was. So when we went to an 8:30, that was for the teaching. And sure enough, when I got up and began to teach, he didn't come with all the other things he does. I would get to teach that whole thing through, and it was in the next one I never knew how far I was going to get or what. Because he wanted to move. See. So during these times he taught me. And when I begin to find out the worth of people and the authority we have, like was executed on the behalf of Paul, I knew that if he could go after a person like that, if somebody interceded and pray and give God what he needed to do it with, that he would do it. So I'm thinking, you mean I can track my relatives and my loved ones down and turn them over to God without hesitation? You remember when some of that, you've been here long, everybody else almost. You remember when I taught through on that part, what started happening even to my own family when I started turning and dropping things off with him, knowing that it's final. You know. Well, it was that walk that graduated me to an almost missing ingredient that I had, which was more of the love of God to be offered, to keep changing me and bringing me forward. Otherwise, some of these other places would become almost impossible. So that began then. and I'll always thank him for that. But when I started, first with my family, my sons, and how many of you remember when I taught on it? Well, very few, thank you. Just settle down. Just settle down and listen anyway. I remember Steve as one of the strongest. He is my second to the oldest. And he would go and catch fish for a season in California somewhere. But he would go there and they would go out fishing and come back. And he kind of liked it. And then the friend he went with, you know, they like dope too. So, and so I turned him over. I turned him over. And I had this vision dream that night, and sure enough, I get this call. It's from my son. And he, they had a party of some kind, and his friend that was with him had died. And my son had overdosed. And he got up and to go see. And then he looked back and he saw himself laying in the bed. Meanwhile, I was on the other end and I was picking up something was going wrong. So I prayed and called out on God. And then he called and I called back on it. Then this is what happened. When he stood up out of it, he looked back and he saw himself laying in the bed, but he was standing up. That's because he's dead. Well, when just after we called, or before the call, somewhere around that time, a big angel came through the wall. And when Steve was over there, he could see his outline. And he looked over at Steve and said, "Get back in there." He got back into it, and then he sat up. And boy, when he got home, I never seen such a scared little kid. I got to teaching all about being saved. He had to wrestle with it somewhat, but he was saved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Anyway, if you'll remember, I tracked down a lot of people from the time that he gave me the revelation for that kind of praying, and did a series on tracking people down and how God tracked people down when they were offered up, like we're talking about. I had something else planned, but that usually happens in this service. And I know when I'm close to the kind of intercession that does reach out and grab a hold on somebody, and we'll hold on to them until we'll get your report. If somebody came to you that you've been standing for or believing for or haven't yet, you'd like to be part of a service here where we absolutely turn them over. And from that time on, if I was you, I'd stay in contact and start watching them. So if you have somebody you want to offer up like that, he hasn't used me this way for a time. I think this year is going to be different. I think our harvest is going to go way up this year. Yes, why wouldn't we start? and calling the Lord of the harvest to send forth some laborers after the lost people of your family. Hallelujah. How many is up? I did one at a time. Your guy can just go crazy and go, I'm calling the whole world saved. Oh, come on. Come on, you phantom rider. Pull yourself back together. Why don't you let him build your faith? Watch what happens to somebody that you turn over. Paul didn't have to wait long when Steve turned him over. And he was killing believers. What a change. Come on. So if you have somebody like that you want to turn over. And that's not me, you know. Why don't you come up here and put your toes on the line. Make up your mind. Now, you can do a husband and a wife, but don't go crazy and call out a football team or something like that. We want you to follow this. Follow it. You don't need to write them a letter and tell them what you did. They probably already know who you're believing for. Much as we know how. But if I was you, I would choose one that you could keep up with just for your own faith. And then just get your family tree out. Hallelujah, Father. You wouldn't have paid the price. With Jesus, he came. You came. When the devil came to Jesus to test him after a 40-day fast in the desert. He tried to get him to jump. And he just told him, no, you don't tempt God. No, no, no. And to think, the standing that he had then is the one you got when you got born again. That standing he had when he whipped the devil and sent him off on his way. You don't tempt God. You don't. If you ever heard faith come out of your mouth, can you think of a better reason than somebody you love? What I'm going to do is pray. Then we'll get to a point, and I'll count to probably three. One, two, three. At that point, all of you will call their name out at the same time. Yes, sir. Some of you are going to be healed. Some of you are going to be healed of some things. And I think it had something to do with you letting him move in your life like this. That your faith is going to increase. And he'll be able to do more things for you. This quit being about me when I got saved, and now it's about you. It's not about you anymore. It's about them. So I'm going to go 1, 2, 3. Now. And when I say now, you call that name out. It's okay if it's a married couple, call both. Like I said, don't go crazy and call all of India saved or something. I mean, you can, but you might not see it in your lifetime. All right, I'll give you enough time. Oh, Father, the times I've loved you, I think that I loved you to the peak of everything I know how to do. When I found out what you would do and could do in these situations. Father, from the depths of my spirit, I just want to say thank you. Thank you. And I love you. So, Father, if I'm taking this step, I'm more willing for you to put your hand on me and give me my next instructions that you want me to carry out for the body of Christ. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, all of us is going to drop somebody off with you, with the finality it absolutely dictates. And no doubt, for sure, that when I get there, Father, this is what I'm settling for. They'll be there, or they're on their way. Hallelujah. You don't have to stop short of what you did to Paul when you get the authority from somebody else to be able to do it. Knocked him down and used him all the rest of his life. Wrote half our Bible, a third of it for us. So, Father, how can we say thanks? We get to turn somebody over to you. Woo, and just feel them go. There's such a finality. Such a finality. Then we can, you know, check on them, look at them, and sneak around sneering because we know something they don't. So, Father God, I want to present to you this person that I've singled out, or persons too, that I've singled out. I am going to turn them over to you. I am going to let go of them, and I am going to trust you with everything in me. 4, 1, 2, 3, name. I'm sure glad he could understand you, because I couldn't. Hallelujah. Yeah, raise those hands up. And who got saved? Oh, I heard somebody got saved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes. 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 Oh, yes. And what did he say? Didn't he say, pray the Lord of the harvest? The what? The harvest. Pray the Lord of the harvest. Send forth laborers. Harvest is truly plenteous. Laborers are few. He needed something from us to be able to send them out. You think he don't have time to go after your loved one? Think again. That 15-foot angel will come and get them by the foot and throw them out of bed, you know. Yes. 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 Definitely. Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes. Somebody will say, well, they're on dope. Yeah, that's temporary. My son Steve, he got killed about 4 times. Thank you. The one time he had to go to Sepulpa. Only this time he looked like he was on a good road when he was leaving. Except he said a man dressed in a great white robe or something met him when he was walking away. He said, I looked back and I was walking away. And he said, no, you're not through yet. Get back in. He jumped off a train leaving town once, doing 60, and killed himself. He wasn't saved. When he got to the hospital, buckled him up. And the machine went off because his heart started. I think he died about 4 times. But I know where he is now. Yes. Yes. So just raise your hands one more time and say, I glorify and magnify you. And I want to thank you for what you did this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay. Oh, one who has relatives being saved. You can, I just kept waiting if there's anything else. No, I think he wants you to go home with this on your heart. Do you remember those times when we did this? I don't think we're going to lose them anymore. I mean, don't lose them. I mean, hey, if we know it, we should add it to the program about once a month. Yeah, the next it'll be testimonies being saved.
Amen.
You know, it's not hard for him to turn somebody in their direction. It's not hard. But it's just like the case of Saul. All he needed. That guy, the dying breath. Would you like to be hit in the head and stuff with stones the size of your fist? I mean, that wouldn't be a proper funeral or anything. He was met with a hail of stones. No, Philip just getting hit and dying, said, hold us not to their charge. I think God left right then and got the road to Damascus in order. Knocked him down.
See, why did God do it?
Because he has favorites. Wait a minute. I read something about him respecting people. He's a respecter of persons. No. What's he going to do to your relative? Paul him? Marry him? I meant marry in the Bible. What's he going to do to yours? Going to slap him down on the ground and get up saved. One of the times Steve died was on the way home. I don't know what he took. But myself, I had to go on to Texas, and Alan Taylor, he had gone with me in a meeting, so he's driving my wife back and Steve. Steve was in a rehab there. Well, he must have got a hold of some stuff again, because he died on the way home. Alan raised him. He was dead about 11 minutes. You're not going yet, boy. Hallelujah. So, brace yourself up and enlarge your heart. Go on. Change the world.
Well, I'm just a single person. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's how well they know God.
Woo, all right. How many believes if people with pain stands up, God will take it? One was already healed this morning during intermission. So if you have pain in your body, stand up. You have any kind of pain in your body that's hurting you, or you can make it hurt. Hold it, kiss it, I can't. What are you doing? Oh, I don't know. But when I don't get a strong unction, then I know I'm probably waiting on somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. How many believe so much pain's going to leave here that that devil will be sick about it? Hallelujah, Jesus. How can we say thanks? We come through the Holy Spirit. And you said he'll receive of mine and show it unto you. Then he gives us the key. Praying in the Holy Ghost, the mysteries, and then understanding them. He'll receive of mine and show it unto you. And this is part of what Jesus did. He healed the sick. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Well, I never heard of that before. Some people treat me like this is a chore. If only you knew how much I delight when I'm able to take the pain out that's hurting you and heal you. This is not a task for me. This is a delight. In a nutshell,
A moment ago, I didn't say that he'll receive a mine and show it unto you to have nothing to go with that statement. For he receives a mine and shows it unto you, that everything I have for you and have promised in the way of healing, direction, and ministry can be found and prayed out in the mysteries of he who receives it from me and shows it unto you, saith the Lord. Yes, sir. For we'll get rid of more and more things that resist when you understand me and more the way that I move. For it's my love that is the ultimate reason that I move. And you know that I love you. If you know that, I say unto you, receive the miracle that I have for you. Whew. Goodness. Father, in Jesus' name, pain, you can't stay. You can't stay. Go in Jesus' name. Now, go. Whatever causing the pain, you have to go. Do you know what I was going to preach on today? Fasting. I can prove it. I can open to markers on my Bible. All right. If your pain, I rebuke that if. Your pain left you. Stand back up. Yes? Yes. Yes. Boy, it's enough to play a game of checkers. Your pain left, stay up for a minute. Pain left. But I think you would have enjoyed the teaching on fasting. Just look past the agony of day after day. Everybody cooking and eating and getting up, running around hot dogs. And people will drive by you eating. It strengthens the ability to say no. But then when the day comes when you can eat, everything that lives around you is in danger. I had a vision. I don't know how this is put together back here. Right back there. But I do remember a time my neck would pop out and in. And it caused quite a bit of pain. Down my, and then the vertebrae would tilt out against the spinal column. And that would put me down on the floor almost. I'd sit in a chair and brace my back and push real hard to be able to get out of my airplane so I could look like the other preachers. I had blood in my urine and a growth here. He's tried to kill me several times. He's come close. But I'm not going. I'm not finished. I was in Texas where I was born, Fort Stockton, 1943. I was in Texas doing a meeting. And in the hotel, I stretched out on kind of a hardwood floor apart. Part of the kitchen must have something. It was hard. So I just laid there and I was praying. And I thought, oh, but I better get up and start getting ready or something. And I just made one move and it popped. The pain left the back. This was gone. I could do that. The rest of it, I was in the middle of a step. And this growth disappeared here, in the middle of the step. And so did the blood and the urine. And it disappeared. I don't know what he was trying to kill me with, but the whole thing got turned. The thing I know better than anything else about that, he is no respecter of persons. Everything the cross has provided, if I want it, he's made a way for me to go and get it. And his part comes in what I'm called to do. But he said, these signs will follow them that believe. You don't have to ask me if that's one thing I'm not called to do. Lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. They'll speak with new tongues. Cast out devils. These signs will follow them that believe. Boy, could I get into it now. But right now, I've seen this so many times, I don't know why this kind of line is so important to God. But a lot of people will substitute grace with works. And for the last few years, there's been a line that he would move, and wherever that works was, that he was offering his grace to switch it out by that anointing. And people begin to receive. Grace is interesting. Whether we earned it, deserved it, didn't earn it, did deserve it, there was no way to attain to it. See, because that grace is what he did to be able to give it to you. You couldn't earn it in 50 million years. It's what he did that made it possible to give his standing and the righteousness and everything to you. I don't try to butter him up anymore when I go to ask for something. You just do it automatically. Am I pleasing him? See. I just want to worship you. Hi, hallelujah. I love you. Yep. My car's getting old and I think you'd get further if you got it by grace. The things I do now, I do because I love him, but I know that. Love wipes fear out. I know that. And I can tell you that he's taught me a little more about love. Again. And I can tell you again. I can see no end. Sometimes he'll take me to this step into love, to that one, to that one, just for a glimpse. Here, here, here. And you see things like the whole neighborhood trying to get in one person's house. Like when Jesus said, because of your unbelief, you couldn't get that boy delivered because he's a lunatic. When I got to get a glance about three segments of love up, I got a whole neighborhood was trying to look into one house because of the impossible, warped, crazy, twisted up body kid. That grew up there. He's in the front yard playing basketball. If my son was like that because I lived in a community, and I saw the neighbor's son doing that, I would find out who that was and I'd track him down if it took me 15 years. That's what revival's made out of. See, I see those things. See, I know what he can do. And I've only got to the place not long ago to know what does it. I'm getting a little, now how. I should have known way back how much the love of God was connected. Got a list of men that got close and later destroyed so much. Maybe I'll name him later. But one that just about shook the whole world up. He ended up preaching that women didn't have a spirit. When he talked about the things that stops, Satan used these things, persecution, affliction, cares of this life, the deceit of riches. Like he covered some pretty good area. Deceitfulness of riches. And then it was the lust for other things, which is basically the God complex. It's Alexander Dowie that brought Chicago to her knees. Near the end, I mean, not old. I'm older than he was then. One day he comes out and dresses in a robe, a big hat, chain, send it to a little throne he made, like a platform. And declared that he was Elisha to come. He's going to go to Israel and buy it and reign with Jesus, him and Jesus through the millennial. He brought Chicago to her knees and so many were saved. That last is a horrible takeout. It does the most damage. mixes people up. Why was there such moves and miracles, and now look at this guy? See, that's what the devil's after. Because we're heading for revival, we've got to know these things. We're not a normal church. I've told you the story that tickled me so much, being in Israel at a missionary's home. We was escorted by two captains in the military, Israeli. One of them went to the meeting we did and got saved, but that wasn't what was funny. What was funny is they said a prophet's chamber, remember? And when Elijah to come was staying up there because he came to Israel, and then another one came. He said, "I'm Elijah to come." She says, "You can bunk with the other one. He got there yesterday." What are you wishing I'd have stayed away a little bit longer? If you had pain leaving this service, go like this. Man, it would have been worth all of us coming just to watch you. Go home free of pay. But one of these times, I know pretty soon that I'm going to get into the takeouts and of the majors. So we've got to know. We've got to know what happened and study their lives. It's like Bible characters, only something got to them. It's not going to get to us. There's no boastful saying that's nothing. I'm willing to pay the price. And I don't mean that arrogantly or nothing. I just don't care what it takes. That's all. I don't talk like this a lot, but when it's about prayer, then I get weak. But I went to Washington, D.C., and a woman met the plane. She was responsible for getting prayer, the National Prayer Day, for getting it to be a holiday. And she met the plane. She had a book. I got quite a few stories like that, except that I don't want to be taken out by that last takeout, the lust for other things. So what? I didn't do it. He did. He did. Hallelujah. And my son David, when he had to go to jail for a few years. I don't know, it wasn't a kind of jail. It wasn't a full jail, but it was. And when he got there, the book was already in. Hallelujah. So come on. Come on. Don't let them take the prayer in tongues away from you. Take the steps that are going forward. You've got to change too for this revival. You have to change too. Then when you see babies quit crying because they quit hurting, when you lay hands on them and pray, your neighbor's going to go, "I thought I knew you."
I guess you didn't, did you?
Come on.